What up, y'all? This is your boy, Danny.
Danny Brown? Is that Danny Brown?
No, man. Danny Swain. And you're now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the internet, The Frocast, nappyafro.com. You dig?
Nappyafro.com.
Now tuned in to the Bastard Child of the Internet podcast. This is the Frocast, episode 147. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. You Better Call Saul. And I'm sitting in with the homie, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
Going on, man? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. I'm fresh off the boat. I'm here.
And along with Germ, we got somebody sitting there. Hey, Germ, tuck in your shirt, man.
Hold up.
Okay. Tuck in your shirt. Let me button up this button.
Put all the buttons up to the top.
Yeah, make sure I get a drink of this water real quick before we let the senator in. GQ Blue, say what's up to the people, sir.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy GQ Blue, a.k.a. Ficamo Guevara, a.k.a. the Pocket Square Kang, a.k.a. Young Legend, a.k.a. OG Corey Booker, a.k.a. No Plantains Needed. What's going on, everybody? I'm back in the building.
Man, what happened to get you off today to let you speak to us?
Oh, you know, man. You know, I don't. GQ Blue's a man of the people, man. So I go where the people at. I know where the people go. They go to the Frocast. So I'm here.
Well, we appreciate that, bro. You know, we don't have a main topic today. We got a lot of music topic, which should make our boss happy.
Hopefully, a lot of TV topics because GQ Blue's been getting on his TV game.
That's all we got, man. TV, some music. There's no sports to real talk about, and we got a couple updates to other stories that we mentioned here. So before we get into that, let's make sure we let the people know that you can call in and leave us a drop at 347-201-2572. That's 347-201-2572. If you got topics, you want to advertise a product, you want to talk about GQ's promotions and publications and running for office, you can do that by calling that number and leaving a message.
Or taking nobody from Alaska calling in this week's all right.
I told you we don't have anybody listen to us in Alaska, bro.
Alaska people, I know it's a 6-hour time difference. Y'all need to fucking wake the fuck up, man. Shit.
The challenge was declined, bro. It failed.
Damn it.
It didn't take it. There's nobody in Alaska. Let's get somebody from Detroit to call in this week. Because y'all motherfuckers.
Nobody has phones in Detroit, so.
Oh, come on, man. They just gave that man $350 million.
It's a dead zone, I heard up there. Ain't no towers, ain't no poles and that, man. Everybody sold all the fucking the telecommunication wires and shit from Detroit, man.
Detroit Walker, man, got $350 million. Maybe he can help you out. $350,000. Maybe he can help y'all out.
You sure that's to a million? Yes, all right.
It might be a million. It might be a million this time. I don't know. I know the story changes every week. So next week, he might be a billionaire. And I'm going to mention it every time there's an update because I have a conspiracy theory. I got my tinfoil hat on. And I see it, bro. I see it.
We on to you, walking nigga, James Robinson. We on to you, nigga.
So everything else has remained the same. From what we said last week, he's trying to find a new place to live. From the alleged boarding house, the car was still being parked with the cops. All of that is cool. What I just found out now is that in this boarding house that he stayed in, that he paid $200 a week to rent, it was his girl, himself, a kid, and the ex-husband of the girlfriend.
Damn.
How does that work?
I'm thinking the girlfriend inherited the house and she rented out the rooms to these niggas. I'm thinking that's what she was doing and she was caking up off this. She probably didn't work. And so she was just collecting rent from all the niggas staying there. So, you know, like I said, the story is, you know, I don't really think that's his girlfriend now. I don't know.
Right. Next week she won't be his girlfriend. Next week she'll be like a mistress. Because he got another wife that's, you know, coming to move with him in Detroit now. This shit getting out of hand, bro.
His family gonna come out the woodworks for that money, man.
Oh, yeah, that's...
The daughter he walked out on.
Jesus Christ.
Say he walked out and just kept walking.
He just kept going.
Is that why he been walking so long, Jerm?
Yes, he tried to get away from the child support payments.
Each mile is another kid.
This motherfucker on the side of the road looking like the hitchhiker and shit. Goddamn Stallone looking ass nigga. Hey, man, that's cold-blooded, man. GQ, I need you to get involved with this story. Nothing else needs to happen. He's been getting death threats. People asking for money. He hasn't even got the money yet.
Death threats? What do they want to kill him for?
They trying to kill him because they want some of that cash.
God dang.
So, yeah, I mean, well, it is Detroit.
Crabs in a barrel, man, for real.
Touché.
I'm just saying, man. I just had to get that update. So next week I will update that story again. I got another story.
Change again.
Yeah, something to change again.
All right, we'll come back next week. Well, the Detroit Walking Man got a flat tire. Right. He hit a pothole in the many potholes in Detroit, and he got a flat.
They going to repossess his paid-for car and shit. His fully paid-for car could get repo. Like, he had one car note to make it, didn't make it.
He's not going to pay his insurance watch. He's going to be like, oh, I didn't think I need insurance. I walk most of the time. He still go out to work, I bet you.
Yeah, of course. Like, why would he? That's a good workout. 21 miles a day.
This ain't gonna die.
That's CrossFit.
He ain't been walking.
That's ghetto CrossFit right there.
Hey, he doing what he got to do, man. This is a story I think that might be up Germ's alley. I want to hear what he has to think about this. There's a barber that is giving haircuts for bad grades, for misbehaving. Basically, he's giving them the George Jefferson cut. So he's taking your regular haircut and giving you the old man, bald at the top, hair around the sides, a little side fro.
Called the cul-de-sacs. All right, get it right.
When it's cut, it's called okay. Well,
No. That's the when it's bald, they call it a cul-de-sac because you know it look like the little neighborhood you drive in with the little court and you drive out.
Hilarious.
Like a cul-de-sac.
Hilarious. And this is in Georgia, man.
Yes. So, hey, can
is
I
it
say
Atlanta?
Yes, right outside Atlanta.
Yep, Snellville. Go ahead, Jer.
At least he fading it in, making it look good. It looks good. I ain't gonna front. Like if I was an old man and I got a haircut like my and I was bald like that, he cut my hair like that, I'd be happy. Now, if I was an 8-9-year-old kid, but at least it ain't like these daddies that's on World Star and shit, just like balding the fuck out of the kids, not blending it in. He's at least blending it in and it look good, man. So it ain't like the embarrassing one where your uncle take your hairline back because you got 3 Fs and you got the Super LeBron and that shit. That's just horrible because you know you put alcohol in there, that shit burn. That shit might bump up on you. Like, who knows what's going to happen? You know what I'm saying? But at least that he blended it in and looked good. So I'm all for it, man. Now, I mean, I don't know about public shaming the kids because it's not like back in the day where you could get a whooping and, you know, only people in the neighborhood know you got a whooping, you know, or you get beat up and only people in the neighborhood know you got beat up. Now it's like it's strangers looking at, you know, like little kids, like, you know, it's humiliating, but I mean, I don't know. I'm still on the fence with the public humiliation as punishment, you know, since you can't whoop your kids no more, you know.
I mean, what you supposed to do, though? Like, what are you supposed to do for kids?
They say, technically, you can whoop your kids. You have to hit them, but it has to be with your hand. So that way you can feel, you know, so it's like, it's, you know, you can't whoop them with nothing but your hand, legally,
so,
by law.
So no belts, no extension cords, no switches.
No Hot Wheel tracks.
No Hot Wheel tracks,
no extension
no phone
cords.
If you can hear me, ain't no phone cords no more. You know what I'm saying?
No phone chargers.
Nah, no phone charges. I mean, if it's an iPhone charger, it might break on you. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to punch your kid?
No, you got open hand.
Open hand only.
So it's like a wrestling match.
Basically.
You can pop him, you know, you can hit him with an open hand. Bop, bop. That's legal by law.
Can you close line?
They can't say nothing to you for that.
Can you close line
fish,
him?
You got a problem. Huh?
Can you close line him?
Listen, it might be if you keep it below the solar plexus, it might be all right.
I'm saying, big boot. What about a big boot?
Leg drop, maybe. Getting out of boot
that.
To the face.
I might have a kid.
You might get leg.
Can you power bomb him?
I don't know. That might be a little out of lines, man. I mean, if the kid bigger than you and you can, you know, if you just say you was trying to grab him and it turned into that, maybe, but. You know, I don't know. Power bombing might be okay. I'm thinking of power driving. My bad.
Yeah, power driving might be legal.
Yeah.
I say do both.
So you know. So just so you know, you have a little saw right, man. You can't spank him with the, you know, you're going to have to hit him with the open hand saw right.
And then I'm going to
put
him
in lifting weights and shit. That might be even doing more damage.
Saw right. I got that one now.
He'd be hitting his kids like Afro Man did at white women and ran on stage.
Oh my God, you jumped to my loser this week.
Oh, my bad.
You jumped
to
my loser this week, man.
My bad.
God.
Who's the loser? The white girl or Afro Man?
Wait a minute. Save it for the rest of the show. You'll find out. Stay tuned.
That is a great point of view. I never thought of that. So I'm going to have to make my pick. Pending. My answer is pending. I don't know about that one. Do y'all want to get the music talk out of the way? Or y'all want to go ahead and get TV talk? Because that's pretty much the show.
Let's do TV talk first, because TV talk is a nice block. And I heard the listeners really like TV talk, man.
Hey, they giving us suggestions now. They wanted to hear us talk about Empire, fresh off the boat. But you know we're gonna talk about our usuals.
Yes.
Friday Night Tykes.
Friday Night Tykes.
I did call it Little Tykes this week.
No, you didn't.
Do I win something?
Do I get a promotion or something? The opportunity to keep on talking.
The only thing that happened on this episode this week was the Outlaws and the Colts game. That was the whole show.
They showed the Spartans practice. At the beginning. It's like this season I'm kind of upset because they're not showing a lot of football. And it might be because they don't want. But it's a lot of football you can show with kids not getting hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to show the kids getting hurt. You can take that all out of it. You know, you can edit that out. Not one kid get hurt. Edit it. We have the power of that. So I don't understand why it's less about football and more about, you know, reality, drama, and all that shit. Like, I want to see some games. Like, last year we had like 2-3 games a show.
Yeah, this shit is definitely produced this year. There's a fucking concussion every week. Yeah. Maybe 2 every week.
Are you trying to get your show canceled? We already know. Listen, you have. Okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Saul Wright watches your show. You got that. Come on, man.
That's it. You only got 3 seasons.
Exactly. Why are you trying to get your show canceled? You're not showing. Like, come on, man. You're showing kids getting racked up. Like, man, I was like, God damn, I don't want to see kids get hurt like this. Can I say something?
Please do.
Molly, brother, I think he's faking. He's the most lucid guy I ever seen with a concussion. He was telling you everything. Yeah, you know, then I was running across the field and a guy came out of nowhere, blindsided me, hit me from this way. What the? You ain't got a concussion, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh yeah, the left side of my body is like numb. Shut the fuck up. Like, you're lying.
he might have got his Wikipedia on to find out what concussion is.
His mama called it out. His mama said he is. Got scared since his brother got hurt. So it just took, because when I saw the hit, because I watched the show again, because I said, I want to see this hit he took. I was like, man, this motherfucker ain't hurt, man. Like, his heart gone because he ain't playing with his brother, man. That's what it is, man.
And that's fine if that's what it's going to be. Say that, but goddamn.
Yeah, man. I'd rather you say that. Like, look, I done played with my brother my whole life. I just can't do it without Smiley. I ain't even say that. I have more faith if he's going out there faking an injury. Like, don't fake an injury, man.
This shit's out of hand, man. Question. I mentioned this. Go ahead.
Did you have a problem with Fred and Marika sitting down eating the week of the game?
That's what I was just about to ask you about, because I texted you when I saw that shit.
Yeah,
hey,
okay.
Man, you don't do that, man. You don't do that.
It's like the week of the game. Like, now, the week prior, the week after, I can see y'all having. But the week of, nah, I really don't. You know, what are we sitting here talking about? You know, and that, you know, you see, I have Fred trying to say, hey, man, you come on over here, man.
Exactly, man. They sit up here telling each other what the offense is doing. My offense ain't clicking, man. You know, we just got problems. Why are y'all talking about this shit?
Of course you're going to say that. You're going to downplay your team. You're going to sit there and say your team is garbage to the other man. You ain't going to sit there like, hey, boy, he ain't gonna sit there. You know, you're gonna downplay it. Like, yeah, man. Because I asked that one coach, I said, what you looking like, man? I don't know, man. I don't know. And then they come out there and beat the fuck out of us. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, what the fuck? Like, you know,
this shit's sick. I wasn't a fan of this episode in general. I didn't like the way it kicked off. I didn't like the Spartan situation. Like, I didn't. The fact that the coach didn't catch what the owner was saying.
Why Thekka Jones said that's his homeboy daughter, Zoe.
Oh, really? Hey, Thekka Jones, man. Go ahead.
Look, she needs some technique, man. She needs to stay low.
Go ahead and tell her to quit.
She needs to stay low and get more aggressive. That's all she needs to do, man.
Because when the owner asked the coach, he said, what's her motivation? He was like, man, I give her all the motivation. I'm like, no, stupid. He's asking you, what's her motivation for playing? Exactly. Why ain't this grown-ass man getting that, man? I don't know. I wasn't a fan of this episode at all. And I do think, like you do, you know, the 10-4 hat is on. It's too many concussions this season. It's too produced. There's like 2 more concussions next week. I'm not feeling it.
Yes, man.
I'm not feeling it at all.
I see your boy disappeared. Old Deacon, man. Where is he, man? He disappeared.
Right. They showed him, but he didn't do shit. Like, all of a sudden, he's not a factor. And your boy Daboo wasn't even a factor.
Daboo, man. He's like, Daboo, I don't know. He's very timid. He's very timid. Like, I mean... I don't understand him. Like, he just, you gotta do too much. Like, the coach is like, man, why I gotta hit you bad every time I get you to play? Like, it's at a point, like, we you know, we're in the middle of the season. Like, this man, they gonna fuck around and lose a game, man.
Yep. I mean, they already gave up 18 points. That's the most they gave up in like 2 seasons.
Yeah. Like, they gonna fuck around and lose one. They gonna drop one, man. They gonna fuck around, man. I got a feeling, man. I'd be surprised if the Outlaws go undefeated this year. I'm still Team Outlaws to the end, but I wouldn't be surprised if they drop one this year. Don't know the who, but I wouldn't be surprised.
They're still going to be champions. They'll be three-time champions.
You think so?
Who they gonna lose to? I mean, who's gonna stop them in the playoffs?
I see them. I don't know. Like, man, like them dudes from. I mean, they might win the city. That the city go undefeated, but as far as state being win state again, I don't know if they don't, because if they don't turn around and get it going, like they got the athletes to do it, they got the coaching to do it, but everybody need to get on the same page. Yeah, you know,
that's they still whoop people's ass. So. I don't know. GQ, you on the show? What TV show do you want to talk about this week, man? Did we lose GQ?
No, I was on mute. I was on mute.
I got you.
I'm playing Call of Duty. Also,
Jesus Christ!
This Capital AP, people, right? Whoa! So this is what you get on the Frocast? You get a motherfucker playing Call of Duty
in the middle of the show,
a live show. That's what. That's the dichotomy of the Frocast right there, man.
Hey, man, I'm just keeping it 100, man.
Go back.
Whoa, we haven't used that one in a minute.
Pulling out all the stops.
Got to bring the big words out with GQ Blue in the building. GQ Blue in the building, man. You can't just, you know.
You got to do better, man. Make sure your accessories match your outfit and shit.
Yes.
I'm lightweight said. I haven't heard anything about Suits. Jeremy still watching Suits?
Yes, I'm watching Suits, GQ. I forgot it was on because I looked at the thing and I didn't know it was a mid-season. I thought it was a new thing. I was like, oh. So then I watched. Okay, Suits back. So I'm caught up. I don't think I watched it this week if it's been on yet. I don't know. What day does Suits come on, Blue?
It comes on Wednesday the 10th for all of our listeners. You can catch it on
USA.
USA Network at 10 o'clock on Wednesdays. And Mike's not the biggest bitch anymore on the show, Jerm. It's Jeff Malone. So that's changed.
Oh man! So I knew he did something. Listen, Jessica fucked up. She Jessica slick. You know, she a conniving little. She lied, told him it was something else. But man.
Lewis is still a punk. I wish they would have made him more evil, but he's back to the goofy Lewis. So I'm a little sad about that.
How did they win him over so quick? Donna.
Like, I really feel like they about to close the show out because they made that a whole season storyline done in, like, two episodes.
Like, he was supposed to be an evil motherfucker. Like, Lewis, like, when he turned evil, I was like, damn. Like, you know, he's like, then now he back to being like, okay, now we got him back in our pocket. Bullshit.
So yeah, make sure y'all watch Suits. And I got a new show, and Jerv, you might be on the show already. Do you watch The Following?
Yes.
I just got up on the Following.
Praise Joe.
Joe Carroll. Hey, I saw Q watching that shit, and the first thing I saw was this little black girl shank this old white lady. I was like, what the hell are you watching? Yeah. Is this on daytime TV and shit?
But, it comes on at 8 o'clock. Like it come on like 8 o'clock on Fox.
You know, as the big Game of Thrones fan I am, I still was not ready for all that damn violence. Somebody gets shanked like every 5 seconds on that goddamn show.
I'm telling you. Hey, what season you on? One or two?
I watched the whole thing. I've been snowed in, so I watched the whole thing this week.
Okay. Them fucking like when the twins came on that, man. Like I said, yo, this shit. Hey, The Following, for it to be network TV, it's a lot of fucking blood. Like I was just like, I'm like, damn, like this is like, crazy.
Like I don't know how this is not an HBO TV show.
It's wild. Check out The Following, it's all right, if you want to see some gory. Yeah. It's all right, don't like gory shit. He like comedies, man.
He like comedy. Hey, real talk. At first, I didn't want to watch that damn show. I was like, this is depressing. And then they got an old dude's son and shit, the preacher dude. He was a dumbass, hey, though.
I made it through Noisy Atlanta. I think I can watch anything now. I think I am fully vetted right now. I can watch anything.
Did you watch Eyes on the Prize to reaffirm your faith in the black community?
I didn't, man. I just went outside and some white person changed my views on everything and I was finally right. I was good.
Hey, quick question, fellas. What's this hidden color shit I'm hearing about? What is this?
It is the equivalent of taking maybe a semester of black history courses in a 2.5 hour period.
Oh, you did talk about this on the show.
Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say it's all correct.
Okay.
I think there's a few conspiracy theories thrown in there, but that's what you're going to get when you get just a documentary that somebody's, you know, shooting.
Put it like
this. Everything.
I'll put it like this. It's not Professor Griff, but it's not Cornel West either. It's somewhere in the middle.
That Tariq Nahi, whoever the fuck him.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take that with a grain of salt.
He's a former pimp.
Yeah. Okay. So you kind of got to watch what you get. And you're going to get a lot of information. And some people, he even says it in there, that it's kind of weird that black people get some information and then we feel like we got to do all this research and we feel like it's not credible. And there's a reason for that. This documentary just shot up. You just got a documentary. Cool. Here he goes. If you go to class, you feel like the state has done that research for you.
Mm-hmm.
By saying that this person is a teacher that has a degree. So that vetting process is already done. So by the time they get in front of you and speak, you feel like mm-hmm. they have the credentials. I don't know these people. Mm-hmm. All I know is that you done threw a PhD in front of them and they're talking about there's a mm-hmm. black market for organ stealing. So I got to do the research now.
Granted, exactly.
I got to do the research because I know nothing about your background and I don't know how these people were vetted to be put on TV. So,
but it's all right. You do know that that CarMax is a conspiracy, right?
CarMax?
Is it?
CarMax is a conspiracy. They could heal you if they wanted to, but they just want you to keep on having ashy lips.
Ashy lips.
Keep on buying. It's capitalism. Money going.
That's how you keep the money going. You see how ChapStick has it's a white tube with black around it.
Exactly.
Conspiracy. You open the inside, it's pink. Same thing as inside when they cut you open. I'm just saying, you got to be careful out there, man. Make sure your eyes are open.
All the time.
Levels to this shit. Speaking of levels, Black Ink. GQ, do you watch Black Ink?
I do not, sir.
We got to get you on that, man. If for nothing else to see Donna's ass and Dutch's ass.
Oh, speaking of snowed in, GQ Blue, you need to watch Shameless, the U.S. version, man.
I heard about it.
Awesome show.
What's Shameless?
Shameless is about Frank Gallagher and his like six kids. He lives in like the white ghettos of Chicago. And he's just like the ratchetest white family you ever seen in your life, nigga. And they live in Chicago and they ratchet, nigga. Like it's a good ass show. It's the best show nobody's talking about, man. And you know, I say that all the time, you know what I'm saying? It's like in season 4 or 5 now, but it's a fucking good ass show, man. They got a UK version. UK version, it ain't as good as the US version. I mean, the US version is a bite off of it, but US version better. Because, you know, of course, America's better than fucking, you know, United Kingdom.
Always.
Wherever that is. I don't know where the fucking United Kingdom is, but I'm sure the US is better than that shit.
Of course it is.
Yes.
Jerry, what did you think about the proposal, man? Caesar proposing the Duchess on the lock.
Hey, man, Caesar did the duck ass shit. Hey, yo, man. Early loser of the week, Caesar, man. God damn. Man, you don't. Bro, how you go from 0 to 100? You don't need together to ask her to marry you, bro? Like, take it. You got caught up in the moment. You in Paris and you smelling the French bread and you smelling the underarms and seeing all the sights. And, you know, you ask a girl to marry you and shit. Like, bro, calm the fuck down. Like, yo, early loser of the week. Cities, bro. Like, dude, slow the fuck down, man. Like,
she broke him up.
I hope she say no. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he deserve a no. But if she say yes, he deserved that too. You know what I'm saying?
What were you about to say, GQ?
No, he said 0 to 100. I said real quick.
Real quick.
I mean, that whole situation, maybe she just broke him off. He a little whooped right now. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, bro. Like, Duchess Pussy dinner. Cannot be that good, bro, to make me ask you to stop, man.
Hey, she from North Carolina, though, man.
Yeah, bro. Listen.
North Carolina got like that? North Kakalaki?
Man.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Bro, I'm still going to say the best I had was probably from, like, the South, like Louisiana.
Like South Carolina, maybe?
I ain't never, no. I would never say South Carolina or anything, bro.
Louisiana.
Listen,
you wasn't worried about the spaghetti,
Georgia.
Though,
Jerry? Huh?
You wasn't worried about the spaghetti, though, Jerry?
Man, you got to believe in that shit for it to work. If you don't believe in it, it don't work.
I mean, it sounds like it's possible.
It's possible. Like, it's just like, you just don't believe, you know, if you don't believe in it, I don't think that shit going to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, girl, because first of all, you're a nasty bitch if you put some period. Like, where are you saving this period blood is what I want to know. Or do you just drop a tampon in this mother? Like, what is the process of this? I want to know how it go down. So any of our fucking Frocast listeners, I know we got some in Louisiana. Short T, ask some of your aunties or something about this motherfucking process of period blood thing. Because, you know, I want to know how it's done. Do you just soak up? I mean, you know, because I got an uncle. He won't eat no red sauce. Like, when we was on a cruise, that nigga after the food, when he ordered some Primavera or something, that shit came back. He's like, oh, I don't eat no damn red sauce. Get that shit away from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was cutting up.
Wow.
And so he don't eat. I don't eat nothing. No, I don't eat no red his house. I'm like, well, why not? You know, he can do anything to it. And I'm just like, whatever, Unc. So, you know, it's just, I want to know. Like, so that's my next question for the nation. Since y'all asking me questions, I want to know the process. Like, fuck it. Like, women, if you out here feeding period blood to a man, what do you think going to happen? Like, I know if you give a dog raw meat, you know, the dog get vicious. You know what I'm saying? Because they do say men that, you know, that the women do this to, they get more aggressive and they beat on them and shit. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's where black eyes come from. I don't know.
You're stupid. This whole episode was just kind of eh. Yeah. I think I'm looking forward to next week's episode more so than what I saw on this.
You know who my favorite dude in the shop is?
Who?
Walt is my favorite dude.
Why?
Because Walt is like, Walt is funny as fuck, man. Like, Walt funny. Like, there's like that whole, like, he say little, like, he got little smart remarks with people. And, you know, that time he found out he owed child support like $60,000. That dude was just so funny.
Walt be going through it, man. But yes, he has
he
has no ability to cope with shit. Like, everything he gets, it breaks him down. Like, everything breaks him the fuck down. When he found out about the kid, I'm having a kid by somebody I don't want to be with. I don't know my father. I was like, God damn, Walt, everything is like that. So when oh shit turned down that job, that opportunity to tattoo a girl, he's like, what?
Is it what?
Like, wait. We ain't got to deal with this shit, man.
You can turn down a paying customer to tattoo her. You can do this later on face. He was like, what?
He immediately went 0 to 100. He was like, yeah, okay. All right, you ain't got a tattoo. Like, oh, you finna go tell C's. Oh, you finna go tell. Like, shit, I'm going to keep my job. Yeah. You got that right for tell.
I said, I'm all like, listen, you cutting out business for, you live with this chick. You can tattoo her anytime.
Hey, Walt was right. I gotta say, Walt was right. Walt, you know, you right. Got a customer there, tattoo this motherfucking dame and let's make this money.
Yes.
But so according to the previews, which, you know, they can edit however they want to, oh shit apparently admits to having sex with Donna unprotected.
Oh man.
Can't
blame him. I can't blame him.
Yes, you can.
No, listen, hey man. I'm tell you a little something about King Jr. I am a fucking sucker for a little cellulite. When I seen that on her legs, I was like, you know.
But you got a pregnant fiance.
Listen, man, look at Anya, man. She like a fucking fish. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man, I'm good, bro. Like, I know old shit, like, man, you can back out of a fiance, man.
Ooh. And another baby mama, though?
Me only got one baby mama. You know what I'm saying? Oh shit! Situation ain't that bad. He only got two baby mamas.
He had three, so he got one. He had back. Three,
so like he can always renege on Achilles and be like, "Yo, son, I'm not your dad." You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, bounce! Like, I got too much going on right now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, shit. Technically, he can do that.
What's the situation with Teddy and Sky? Like, she went and got Teddy Part Two. She went and got Teddy Light. And now Teddy coming back asking what's up with Sky, and they kissing.
Oh my God, Teddy! Come on, Teddy! Teddy, that's a power move from Ted. That's a power move. He just want to show new dude like, oh, I can fuck your bitch. But that was big dude though. Wasn't Ted that she was kissing in the
was Ted. Ted was in the back room with her, and he said, "So I'm saying, what's up with us?"
I seen that, but then I seen her kiss. Oh, kissing. Okay, but damn.
And then Teddy Jr. was walking to the back.
Mm.
So. Hey, he got some time on him, so.
Hey, man, I'm going to be real with Ted, man. He better chill out, bro. New Ted might not have nothing to lose, bro. Like, Ted, bro.
Out doing a stint.
Yeah, Ted, you a big nigga, but I think your muscles just like TV muscles. Like, I don't think them, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no, you know, them just for show. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a different, ain't it a difference, all right, when you different, you lifting for looks instead of strength?
Hey, that's how they train a little bit different, man, so I don't know. Especially if you got done doing, you know, some time, you got a whole different mentality.
Nigga might be a push-up champion, man. Might just did 1,000 push-ups a day for no reason, man.
I'm just saying. And y'all fighting over Mixie.
Yeah. Queen of the Mixies.
She's the queen of the Mixies. Y'all about to have beef. I just want to see the fight. I want to see how that confrontation plays out.
I would not fight those guy, man. Well, Joe, what's her name? Joe, whatever.
Joe, I forgot her name. She found out about her situation.
Yeah.
Joe something else, so. And her daddy. Why is everybody meeting their daddies on TV this week?
Hey, I watched people got money to go on Ancestry.com, who was our sponsor this week, and find out about their people. You know, Ancestry.com, if you want to know, you know, if your grandma tax refund special. Yeah. Put in the code NAPFRO in there for promo code, and
you get. Because I watched It's a Man's World this week, and he met his father this week for the first time.
Yeah.
Same week, same shit. So I don't know what's up with that shit. You don't watch that, do you?
No.
With the man's Tamala and I can't think of his name.
Right. Oh, with Brown, the Brown.
Yeah, Mr. No. Brown.
Okay, no, I didn't know they had a show. Do he act like Brown in the show? He just act normal and shit.
Not at all. He's actually just regularly funny dude.
Oh, he's a he's still regularly funny. Okay. I knew he couldn't funny turn it off. That dude funny as me, man. I like him, bro. I might get
He not as turned up as Mr. Brown. He's just a regularly funny cat. Okay.
I want Sweetie Pies to come back on since I didn't caught up on it. I watched that. I watched a marathon of Sweetie Pies.
Is it due for another season?
I think so. It's got to come back. I think the son is gay. You know what I'm saying? Or he just a bum ass nigga. Hey man, the dude funny, man. The nigga is a big swole nigga that wears skinny jeans, bro. Like I'd be like, what is he doing, bro? Like he's just a country ass nigga, man. So you know that's not a good look for St. Louis, man.
I think you're just hating on his mohawk.
Huh?
I think you're just hating on his mohawk.
Nah, man. I'm gonna give me a mohawk. Sorry, football season, man. With gray hairs in it and everything, man.
Damn, you going with your David Banner, huh?
Nah, I'm getting my shit dyed like these young kids, bro.
Hold on, they get dyed gray?
No. The girl's doing the gray now. Not me. I'm gonna get mine like blonde or some shit. You know, like Honey Badger style. Nigga, Odell Beckham.
Shit. Oh, coach gonna look like a badass, huh?
Yeah, 10 young niggas straight up, man.
They might respect you more if you do.
Hey, I recruited two kids in Zaxby's the other night, man.
Really? I still haven't had Zaxby's, man. I need to find
really?
There's not one here. There's not one that I know of in Austin. So, I need to find one. But y'all swear by Zaxby's. Zaxby's
I mean, it's alright, man. It ain't like, look, man. People be like saying Zaxby's great and shit. But, I mean, it's alright. I mean, it's chicken.
Yeah, people do.
It's chicken.
People will be going a little too hard for Zaxby's. I mean,
yeah. Like, I done had better wings. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, you know, the bread and the French. They got the French fries is awesome. Now, I ain't going to lie. Now, the French fries, anytime you got golden, crinkles, French fries, you win in my book,
one.
Man.
That's Jerns 1 right there. That's his go-to. I mean, before we get off in the food, because you know how we will.
Before we do we ever figure out who got the best chicken? We ever had a conversation? What's the best chicken you can get?
I mean, locally, it's always a bet, but you're talking about like chain-wise?
Yeah, chain.
Oh, it's Popeyes or Bojangles. I mean, hands down.
I haven't had Bojangles in like years. We only had one in Louisville. They closed it down like years ago.
Yeah, because y'all weren't ready. Y'all ain't had a refined palate. It's probably some Kentucky law. They say you can't have no KFCs up there.
KFC sucks. I hate KFC.
Now, listen, the original KFC recipe, it's always a nostalgic feel to it or something. I don't know. You know, it ain't the greatest chicken, but it's just like when you eat a piece of it, you know. But if you want to be honest, Publix got the best chicken on the market, man. Publix,
We don't have a Publix. So to me, and I'm going to get a lot of flack, to me, chicken-wise, just chicken, my favorite chicken, and I say favorite because I don't want to get into a fight about the best, is Church's. Mm. Popeyes,
Happy Black History Month, people. We're talking about chicken on the Frocast.
Jesus Christ. No water bottle. to me, Church's got the. If you could take Church's chicken and Popeyes size, it would be the best place ever.
Church's got some good size, though. Like, I can go to Church's and not get chicken. I can go to Church's and get a fried okra, some corn, some mashed potatoes, biscuits. See, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can get all that. No, I can get, but you know, because it depends on the churches. Because if it's a churches that's, you know, because usually a lot of churches now being ran by Middle Eastern people, and I got to go to the churches like on an MLK. For me to be, like, churches on MLKs are always better for some strange reason. There's always a churches on the MLK, and they always good. 10-4, that's all right.
You niggas are worse. I tried to get us off that and finish up the stuff with the people.
Oh, no, we're going back to talk about. You know, man,
man, y'all talking about some ratchet people on some tattoo show, so, all right? We went too far.
Why
right?
We can't talk about chicken?
That was on the outline, though. That was on the Black Ink was on the outline, though. Churches wasn't. That's all I'm saying.
That's a TV
the
show.
The people want to hear us talk about Empire. They want to hear us talk about Fresh Off the Boat.
I just got Fresh
off the boat, so all right, man. How you like that show, man?
I like the show. I like Eddie. I fuck with Eddie.
I think the hip hop references keep me watching it, man. It's just my son loved the show. My son loved Prince Jordan watched that shit because he the little party. He was like, "There's a fat kid named JJ in my class. He's hilarious." He was just like, "Ah," you know. When he heard that part, he was on. But yeah, man, it's pretty funny though, man. It's pretty funny, man. I mean, I ain't gonna front, man.
It's the Asian version of Everybody Hates Chris.
Exactly. Exactly.
The family's the same way. Now, Eddie don't really fuck with the show. He's been real critical about how they wrote it because, you know, it's based off his book. And he's been real critical about
Who's
it.
Who's Eddie?
But Eddie Huang is the chef and author of the book that the show is based off of.
Is he famous?
He did the MTV show. You might have seen him do that. The cooking show where they make up the little snack-off.
Oh, okay, that's that. Him. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's him. And then he had the little Vice series, Fresh Off the Boat.
Okay.
So it's his show. Well, the show is based off his book. He sold the rights to the book for them.
Oh, well, you can't do shit about it, nigga.
That was my point. I mean, like, my wife is people. All into the hippie. She's in the hippie side of it, so she's telling me the backstory, and he's mad about it. I'm like, but he... is he involved with the show? She's like, no. I said, so he's narrating it? She said, yeah. I said, okay, so what did he do with the show? And she said, he just gave them permission to use the book. I said, oh, well, shit. That's what happens. That's the fuck you do. You gave it up. You gave up the rights. That's how it goes. But I think it's a good show, man. I really fucks with it. I don't think it's going to last a long time.
Is it going to get 2 seasons?
It'll probably get 2 seasons.
Speaking of 2 seasons, is Blaze going to get 2 seasons?
Who?
Is Blaze going to get 2 seasons? I forgot. I never see that show anymore.
Blade?
Blackish.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, Blackish is dope. It's actually well written.
It is dope, but I feel like I can never find it. Every time I look at it, it's old episodes.
Blackish comes, I want to say it's Tuesday nights or Wednesday nights. But they're doing this weird thing now. I wanted to ask Jeremy about this shit, too. So a lot of these shows are doing a breakup seasons. They'll show you 4 or 5 episodes, and they'll take like a 2-week break. And then they'll come back and show 2 more episodes, and they'll take another 2 or 3 week break. And Blackish did that. Blackish did like 5 episodes, and then it took the Super Bowl break or Christmas break, and then came back and did like 2 or 3 episodes around Valentine's Day, and then took another break. And then I think it just came back and did another new episode.
That's a network TV thing, man. I think that's network TV. Because it's like a scandal. Does that, and, you know, like Scandal come on and you're 2 weeks go by, no show, and it's just weird. Yeah. I don't know. That's why I really don't fuck with network TV shows, because they're so fucking they change up so fucking much. Like, I want to see if the show's 13 episodes, 13 straight weeks, you might can skip 1 week for the final. I really hate when they do that, but I want to see 13 straight weeks of shows. I don't want, you know, like these motherfuckers, like Walking Dead. I love Walking Dead, but goddamn it, give me 8 shows, then you go off for 7 months, then you give me 8 more shows, then you go off for 7 months, then you give me... Like, I just... You fucking...
That's the same thing Suits do.
Huh?
Suits has those little mid-season summer finales. Yeah. And you don't even know when the hell the season's over with and shit.
Yes. Just you know, that shit is bullshit, man. They gotta stop doing that to us, man.
Empire may not be that way. Empire's got 4 more weeks left. Jeremy, have you watched Empire yet?
Only thing I've seen is Taraji P. Henson in that fucking thing when she slapped the cheeks, bro.
That's what made me watch the show.
Everybody saw that. Everybody watched that shit.
I mean, I just seen the gif of that. And
I think you were right when you first started saying it. You were the first one to say it was gif.
I mean, I don't know what it is, man. Who knows, man? Because I heard a giphy, because a million on the giphy. Is that what Fab was talking about in that song?
Who knows what Fab's talking about? Fab don't even know what he's talking about. It is pronounced GIF.
Okay.
I remember that. I only remember that because we gave you credit before.
Oh, okay. Well, damn.
So, yeah, Empire. Did you watch GQ?
Yeah, like I said, I caught up. After I saw Taraji with the lingerie on, I said, let me go ahead and just backtrack and watch this shit.
What do you think so far?
So, I still don't like Terrence Howard. Cause every time
what's going on, man?
Hey, man. This is Empire, man. My sons will... persevere and survive. Yeah, that's just every time I want to break that. I'm waiting for Hard Out Here for a Pimp to come on every time I watch it. But I like it. I will say the worst part of the entire show to me was when he called Barack on the phone. I was like, really? Lucius Lyons getting Barack on the phone? But I mean, it's cool, man. I like it. It's entertaining. It's over the top. I don't think everything has to be Grammy nominated. Oscar nominated for us to like it. I think people need to chill out. I'm tired.
Yeah,
of,
I
I feel like every time I click on Facebook, there's a new think piece about why I shouldn't like it. But it's cool, man. I like it. It's decent.
Yeah, we feel like we got to be mad about everything, man. Fucking Cosby Show came on. That wasn't a black show because the black parents were, you know, a doctor and a lawyer in the same house as Sacrilege. It's not going to happen. All those kids, ain't nobody going to jail. That's not going to happen. Then we got Tyler Perry doing various shows. That's Tyler Perry. We can't like that shit either. Now we got Empire, and we can't like that shit either. I'm tired of you motherfuckers, man.
What do y'all like? Is it like y'all watching Let's Stay Together? What was that show with Tracy Ellis Ross and Michael Jamal Warner?
Yeah, I can't even think of the name of that shit. They didn't watch that shit either.
Yeah.
I did watch that and it ended in one season.
Let's Stay Together? No, that wasn't it.
Read Between the Lines. That was it.
Yeah, good job. Good call. Yeah, that shit got canceled too. We had this, what was the show on BET with the kid going to college? It was all about him in college.
Yeah, ooh, I don't even know about that.
Go on BET about somebody going to college? Get the fuck out of here. Fuck that is all right. That 1993 programming, nigga. We talking about
College Hill, nigga.
Yeah, College Hill. That's the only thing you gonna get. What the hell? Spring Bling. I mean, whatever.
I think it's just terrible.
What happened to Spring Bling? What happened to all them?
BET fucked that event up, man. I'm gonna say that, man. That used to be the best. They used to be the best, like, low-key event to go to. Then BET came down there with their fucking cameras and fucked it up, man.
That's why they want to go to college. See, in Spring Bling and then whatever they do on MTV and shit.
Man, listen. Daytona used to be so awesome before BET came down there and fucked it up, man. I mean, used to have a good time down there, boy. Ooh, God.
Calm down, man. So, man, we got some more shows. If y'all got some other shows you want to hear us talk about, go ahead and give us a call. Let us know. We'll talk about those shows. We got a lot of music to talk about this week before we wrap up the show. And I know this is going to make your boy GQ happy, or your boy Easy happy. You got GQ on. Easy to be happy. Germ, you posted this shit. I don't even know what to say about it. But Azealia Banks is posing for Playboy?
Yes. She has agreed to do Playboy.
Do we want to see her in Playboy? Let's
get it clear. Azealia Banks, not Iggy Azalea. Azealia Banks, the same one that's always talking about female rappers don't need to do this. And she's always on her fucking platform about how she's not, people don't respect women in the game. And blah, blah,
she just
blah,
took
blah.
Shots at Erykah Badu.
Yeah, well, she's about to get a fade for that.
Yeah.
She's about to get that natural fade.
Now, nobody knows if she's going to be naked. But they said something about, I forgot what the exact words they used were, like, tasteful nudity or something. Yeah, I forgot what they
That's
said.
What they always say, tasteful nudity. But why do we care?
Yeah, other than like, I mean, she ain't thick. Like, I think only Be Easy, the only person I know that want to see this shit.
Yeah, it may be her.
Yes. Because Be Easy, the only one I said no to say, oh, man, she kind of cute. What? I was like, Be Easy. Nah. Be Easy like them rotten-ass apples, man. He like them apples as red as fuck. They got a worm, like a wormhole in that motherfucker. That's his kind of apple. He don't want that green apple that's in the top of the tree. That Granny Smith. He want that rotten ass Macintosh, that red ass. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm not amped about this shit. So there you go. Yeah, now y'all know y'all can look for that, or you can take shots at her on Twitter.
So y'all notice once again we're talking about Azealia Banks for something not her music.
Exactly. Again, name two Azealia Banks songs. All right, I give you $100.
Well, I guess it's $100 I ain't getting because I have no fucking idea.
GQ Blue, two songs.
I can't. I know I listened to two songs. They both are horrible. I tried.
Come on.
No, I ain't got it.
I ain't got it neither. You know, Dub tried. He gave it a listen. He said she's not bad, but I don't know that he could even give you two songs. Mm. So I don't know shit about her.
I don't know the list of Dub listened to. Them songs suck.
Somebody comment. Two Azealia Banks songs in the comment without Googling people. You know, if you Google, I know. It can't be 212. It can't be 212. Because that's the only song everybody know from her.
And Be Easy will give you $100.
Oh, no, I'm not going to ask Be Easy. He's a fan. He would know.
I know. That's why he's the judge. If you get the two songs right, Be Easy will give you
$100. Yeah, we're not even going to look it up and verify that you're right or not. Be Easy going to verify.
Some other shit that people are talking about hip-hop that has nothing to do with shit. Your boy Geraldo Rivera decided to
say hip-hop. Ass fat in his forehead.
What?
You know he got some fat from his ass put into his forehead. You don't remember that shit?
Is this some kind of anti-aging shit?
He put into his forehead, yeah, because it was like, that was the whole, I remember, like, look that up, man. Yes, man. You don't believe me, man.
I believe you. Anything have to do with this piece of shit.
What did he say? What did he do now, man? Fox News.
Hip-hop has done more damage to black and brown people in the last 10 years than racism.
He said 10 years?
Yeah.
I can agree with him. 10 years, yes.
Come on, Jeremy.
Think about the last 10 years of fucking hip-hop, Saul, right?
More than racism.
Fuck yeah! Hell yeah.
Fucking mind.
I'm going to agree with him on this one, man.
You've lost your fucking mind.
Not more than racism. Nah. Racism is still the undisputed champion. You know what
I'm exactly.
saying? I mean, but hip-hop, the last 10 years of hip-hop have done a lot of damage, but racism still, you know, you see my black skin before you know I listen to hip-hop. You might assume I listen to hip-hop, but I might like Hootie and the Blowfish. You know, you never know.
Who doesn't like Hootie and the Blowfish, man?
I might like Florida Georgia Line or fucking, you know, Nickelback.
Megan Trainor go hard, man.
You never know, man, but Gerardo's full of shit. And the thing that pissed me off about it, if you watch the video, there wasn't a topic of hip-hop at all. Like, we were talking about your political aspirations and your thought process, and he just automatically, he's like, for example, hip-hop has done... I was like, where did that come from?
It's the easy out, man. How do you feel about this? I'm going to blame hip-hop for destroying the black community. They need to get themselves together.
Immediately he jumped to hip hop. I was like, what the fuck happened? He even tried to cite Russell Simmons. You know, he gave the I Have Black Friends defense for Russell. He's like, you know, and I love Russell Simmons, but he has to cop and own up to the degradation of black people and women and misogyny that hip hop is. I'm like, really?
Wow, the people that you vote for won't give women equal pay and want to end abortions, but that's okay.
And even saying that rape is a blessing. Get the fuck out of here with this shit, man. Somebody had to choke the shit out of Gerardo and piss on him. Because that's some bullshit, man. I'm tired of y'all attacking
him. He might like it, though. He might like it.
He might like it. I mean, that chair shot to the face made good. Maybe another shot to the face will help his ass out, too. Drake's album dropped. You caught that, Jeremy?
Yes.
Drake's album dropped, man. I know we're going to get a review on the site, and I think we're going to get a second opinion. I don't know that any of us are participating, so I wanted to give y'all a second.
We doing our second opinion right here on the show, nigga. Fuck that.
There it is.
Y'all better stop doing that, man. People don't want to read. Niggas want to hear us talk, man.
So give him your second opinion, man. What did you think of Drake's album?
I'm gonna be honest, it's a good album. It's hard to get through. I mean, the tempo of the album so slow. It's just like, I mean, you feel like I gotta go fucking do some syrup or something to enjoy this album. And you know what I'm saying? But you know, it got some bangers on there. You know, Drake coming with the bars. You know, it's kind of sad that, you know, the Kenny wave that he had for about a week, Drake just smashed that shit, you know what I'm saying, like a fucking reef, you know what I'm saying? I'm okay with the album, like I said, but it's not nothing I'm going to listen to all the time. Nah.
What about you, GQ?
I thought it was interesting, Jeremy, so you got some syrup to listen to it because, you know, now Drake is so Jay Princed out. Maybe that's what influenced him to do it, man. So I like it. I still haven't got through all of it. I got through maybe, it's like 17 tracks. I got through maybe 14. To me, it's like some songs I really, really like on there. So when I play it, I play them same songs over and over again. But, I mean, it's decent.
Yeah, y'all are a lot more positive than me. I gave it one spin. I don't have a reason to go back yet. I didn't like it. I actually went ahead and paid for it.
Me too.
Wow.
I mean, because, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes we have to pay for the shit.
Well, I mean, I listen to it on the Beats Music app, you know.
Smart man. Sometimes you got to pay for shit to keep us around. Hip-hop is basically what's keeping us, you know, nappy out for around. That and Naked Women. So, yeah. I support the industry.
Shout out to Aisha Diaz. Woo!
Good Lord.
Did you see that? Listen. I swear to God, I'm going to say some real shit. I eat her booty, bro. I ain't never done no shit, but I eat her booty. I would.
You Kevin Gates in that shit?
Nigga, I would. Like, I'd be like, yo, I ain't never done this, but you, man, you can get it.
I ain't even mad. I was at the chapter meeting on Sunday, and I looked over and said, hey, bro, just look at this. He's like, who is that? And I was like, I don't. Don't even matter. I'm just hitting light, man. That's all I can do.
Yes, sir. Good gosh, boy.
Look at y'all. Y'all motherfuckers. They went full Drake on it. They went full Drake on it. But yeah, I bought the album. I wasn't feeling it. I have to listen to it again because, you know, that's what we do. But I'm not a fan. He still sold like over 500. He moved over 500,000 copies, right?
In the first, not in the first whole numbers, week.
Man. Hey, I guess that works because
when it's a short week.
Yeah, it dropped. It officially dropped at 12 o'clock Friday morning. So it ain't even been a whole week yet. It's already done them numbers.
And that's considering that most people listened to it first on Spotify and then went and bought the album. So. You know, props to Drake for doing something. I guess it, you know, we gotta give him props for that.
It's rumored that this is his last Cash Money album, and he's a free man.
So that's why he did it that way?
That's what they're saying. And he's not really giving his real album away. He gave, like, a mixtape out for money and to fulfill a contractual obligation. So he might, you know, this just was rumors. You know, it could take this with a grain of salt. It's just King John, you know, tinfoiling it, if, you know, since that's the word of the day, you know. Yeah. But, you know, this is what I'm hearing, so possibility.
Yeah, whatever works. You mentioned last week that we didn't talk about K-Dot winning a Grammy.
Yes, man. Well, can I say I was right about Eminem winning a Grammy for Album of the Year? I told you that on last year's show after Macklemore won, and we said Eminem dropped the album. I said, well, he going to win the Grammy. Which Eminem, if you look at it, like every album he dropped, then won a fucking Grammy.
Apparently that's the way it works. Take that, Geraldo.
I think except for one. But every album Eminem dropped won a Grammy for it. Album of the Year. And I was like, damn.
The only reason I mentioned that, other than the fact that we didn't mention it last week, is because I'm wondering if Grammys are just overrated.
Man, yes. Kendrick got the Grammy for what? What song?
I don't know what the fucking song was.
I Love Myself. That's what it was. I Love Myself. And I'm just like, but the songs that he were up against, though, come on, man. Like, it was Drake 0 to 100. That's a mixtape. That wasn't even a real song. That shit was nominated for a Grammy for Song of the Year, which it should have won, might I add. You know.
Hey, they just go ahead and gave it to K-Dot because they fucked up with
who else was on the list? It was like Wiz Khalifa. I was like, what the fuck is he doing on the list? Man, it was like some horrible, like, man, you should have seen the songs. I think even Lecrae was up there, some shit like that. The shit was nuts. I was just like, what the fuck? Yeah, Lecrae. Yes, Lecrae was up for that shit. Lecrae was on there. I was just like, my God, they got gospel rap, Eminem, Wiz Khalifa, Drake. And I was just like, they might have been Common. It was some, I was just like, what the fuck? Where did they get these Grammy nominations from, man? Who are they asking is what I want to know. Who, because... This shit
white people at coffee shops?
No, I don't think they at coffee shops. I think they're fucking, oh my God. Like, this is ridiculous.
Shit, not only are they asking white people, what are the criteria you're using to pull your winners? I don't get it, because there's, Essence put out an article. There's 16 artists that haven't won a Grammy. And the names on this list make me wonder what the fuck's going on. Diana Ross, Teddy Pendergrass, Snoop, SWV, In Vogue, New Edition, Jackson 5,
whoa,
Bob Marley, Jimi Hendrix, Run DMC, Nas, Biggie, nor Pac. None of these motherfuckers have won a Grammy.
Wow.
Damn.
So I'm just saying, what the fuck are they using? Like, after reading that list, I feel like we shouldn't care about Grammys at all.
I mean, Jay-Z tried to tell us before in 96.
Lil Wayne got a Grammy?
You know what? He probably does. He's not on this list. So I guess Lil Wayne got a Grammy too.
I guess.
I mean, don't 3-6 Mafia got one? They got one for the fucking.
Yeah, it's right here. So I guess what happened was, not that they got one for Hustle and Flow too, but I guess the what I take away from that is, if Wayne has a Grammy and nobody else does, he talked about eating pussy and booty all the time and they didn't. So that's what it takes. If you black.
No, she got to be light skinned. Or Asian. He don't like dark skinned girls, man.
This shit is disgusting, man. The Grammys. But why don't we show up for the BET Awards? Like, isn't that our only show? Source Awards don't happen. We got the Soul Train Awards, we got the Image Awards, and then we got BET and the honors.
We don't show up for the award, man. It's only respected by black people.
Black people don't respect that shit.
Ain't that a problem, though? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the problem.
Y'all just tuning in there to make fun of it and what people are wearing.
So, what's the solution, GQ? We got you on the show. What's the solution, bro?
Black people start caring about your own shit.
Starting with, does it start at the top or does it start with us that watch and talk shit about these award shows?
A little bit of both. I mean, because you're talking about a, because they always talk about these nomination committees and these boards, and it's all a bunch of 70-year-old white men. So I don't know why y'all would expect these people to listen to y'all music. It's not your demographic. I mean, to me, it's not something to get. If we're looking at the Grammys as the highest honor and black people not being recognized by the top of the class, yeah, I mean, that's cool to get upset about, I guess. But if we all just, you know, screw the system, make your own system and support it. I mean, you got BET, but y'all show no love. BET could go out right now and give 1,000 scholarships, but y'all be mad because they show Uncut for 3 years. Y'all boycott them.
I mean, people are still mad about Uncut.
Y'all still mad about that credit card swipe. And she ain't even mad.
It was her idea. It was her idea, her ass, her video. Why? Well, I don't get it, man. I don't know, man.
Lil Wayne has 4 Grammys.
4?
Yeah.
Did they all come from, which album? They got to all come from like one album. He had to have one hot year. And the Grammys just went all in.
Let's see. Yeah,
there's no way that shit is spaced out over a couple years.
Yeah, Lil Wayne, 4 Grammys. Let's see which. I mean, it's got to be. I'm pretty sure it's from Swagger Like Us. He might got one for that. You know, it might be our collaborative efforts. Who knows? Let me look. Y'all keep talking. I'm sorry. I'm researching over here.
Oh shit! We got him researching, man. I don't know. I mentioned this to the wife when BET Awards come around. Has Jay-Z ever made it to a BET Awards?
Probably not.
Has Beyonce ever made it to a BET Awards?
When she was Destiny's Child. that's what they performed, and they did the lap dance on everybody.
How interesting is that, that we only saw her when she was part of Destiny's Child? And she went off to be Beyonce. Now, when did she do that? The concert show appearance? Was that MTV or was that BET Awards?
BET.
Oh, so there you go. She wasn't on stage, but...
No, remember when she did them lap dances for everybody that catered to you shit? And it was Terrence Howard, Magic Johnson, and somebody else. I can't remember who the other person was.
Yeah, but no, I'm speaking... There was one award show where she did like a on-location video shoot that they showed at the awards. And I don't know if it was BET or if it was Grammys or something else. I don't remember which one it was. What you got for us there, Jern?
Okay, man. Lil Wayne, yeah, they was all at one year at the Grammy. He won for the best rap song for Lollipop in 2009. He got a collaborative one with Swagger Like Us in 2009. He won for best rap album, The Carter 3, in 2009. Then he got best rap solo performance with A Millie in 2009. So, yes.
And that's when he came out there with them motherfucking jeggings on. We came out there with them zebra tights.
Yes, man, because Wayne is a rap. He's a rap star. He's a rock star. You can do that. Only Wayne can get away with that, man.
So you gotta either put on a dress or put on some leggings.
Can't put a dress on, man. You can't put a dress on, man.
Hey, man, everybody putting on dresses. What you talking about?
Hey, man, I saw the picture of the dudes with the dress and the high legs on. Listen, man, bro, man, it's all right. If dudes starts wearing dresses, it's all right. Yo, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Society is fucked. Like, because I seen somebody like, yo, I seen a Vine the other day. Niggas was like, yo, when your gay grandpa walk in on his song. I was like, niggas got gay granddaddies? Like, what part of the game is that? Like, yo, like, these new niggas got gay granddaddies, bro. Like, that's what's wrong. Like, the granddaddies gay. Bro, like, I ain't saying nothing wrong with being gay. But if you a granddaddy, like, bro, like, that's what's wrong with the new niggas today, man. They granddaddy's gay, bro. So, you know. And it's like, and society's fucked up.
I mean, you're stupid, man. Yeah. You're stupid. I have had a male request some men's leggings for the gym.
Tell him to take his ass to the fucking local sporting goods and buy a fucking pair of compression pants, man, and get the fuck out of there, man. Why do niggas want to walk around like T.O., man? Like, that shit is not cool. Put some fucking shorts on. Nobody want to see your fucking meat, bruh. Like, nobody wants to see that. Like, I know you said, we ain't here working out. I don't give a fuck, man, but that shit weird. Like, I don't want to see that shit, man. No.
I don't understand the compression pants thing either. I don't get it. I don't understand that shit. So
I mean, I wear them. You know, I wear them when I'm out there at practice, man. But I got some shorts on. I got some balling shorts on top of it, man.
Shit. I blame Kobe. This is Kobe's fault.
Hey, man. T.O. did it first, man. T.O., Ocho Cinco, them niggas did it first, man.
He's trying to deflect the blame off Kobe. I see you.
Man, listen, man. Kobe needed to just fade off in the sunset, man. If we want to talk about Kobe real quick, that nigga need to fade. Like, I mean, come on.
He studied making comments, though.
He I ain't shut got the no fuck up. Friend. Now, listen, bro, you ain't played basketball. Look, Kobe, man. Your existence is this. You ain't played in 2 years. Now three? You know what I'm saying?
So, you on that Kevin Nash, on that Steve Nash.
Yes, man. Shut up, Kobe, man.
I mean, he got to say the public eye, man, because if he don't, man, that's when Karl Malone going to come get him.
Yes.
Karl Malone gave him that open invite for the fade. So.
Yes, man.
Karl Malone wants you, Kobe.
Which, take by the way, was some of the funniest shit I ever listened to on the broadcast. I realized that shit. I was over here laughing out my ass off, man. Yes, man.
Hey, man, let them know you'll keep it 100 so we get up out of here.
Oh, man, keep my 100 this week, man. Barbers, man, listen. Hey, man. Your relationship with your barber, man, because I had to cheat on my barber yesterday, so all right. I went, I needed a haircut. You know, this is not my usual day I go to the barbershop. I never go on Wednesdays, you know what I'm saying? So when I went, he wasn't there. And I was just like, dang, I called him. He was like, oh, I ain't going to be in there. And he's like, what you doing there on Wednesday? I said, I need a haircut. He was like, well, shit, I ain't coming in today. So boom, went to another barbershop. The one, you know, I went to when my barber was on vacation, if you get my drift. You know what I'm saying? And damn. Nigga cut my hair all right, man. Hey, nigga got me right, man. Like, he did. Hey, bro, no homo. The nigga, like, he went over my eyebrows, bro. Like, just, you know, cut. Like,
what?
Not edged them or nothing, but he just, like, took the he smoothed them down, man. Like, you know, like, took that bushiness off of it, man. Because, you know, I got some thick-ass eyebrows, man. I know one time this chick was like, oh, I would love to edge your, do your eyebrow, bitch. You better get away from me. You're not touching me. What the fuck?
Hold on, man. Niggas is doing eyebrows in the barbershop now?
He just that's smoothed it down, man. He took the clip. It was like, you know, you go up your mustache and you cut it down. You know, he just did it on my eyebrow, man. This shit, like, I ain't asked him to do it, but I could tell the difference. Like, this shit feels smoother now. You know, like, I feel more groomed than, like, my barber didn't do that. And so now my barber got a problem. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just saying.
So, next time you go in the shop, who you picking?
It's a different shop. But next time, but see, now I got to go in the barber shop tomorrow to get my son a haircut, and I got to go see my barber with a haircut Woo! From another barber, and, you know, it's going to be real awkward, man. So, you know, I might just wear a hat or a toboggan or some shit, you know.
A toboggan?
Yes. A scully. A scully is what y'all motherfuckers call. I don't know what the fuck. It's a toboggan, man.
That's the Florida. I ain't never heard no toboggan.
No, it's a North Carolina thing. Niggas call them scully. What you call it? What you call this? That cloth hat that you put on your head? Like,
yeah, it'd be a scully.
That's a scully?
For the white folks, it's a beanie.
A beanie? A beanie's the one that fits tight to your head. That doesn't fold. That's a beanie. And it just fits like it fits right, you know. The one that you fold up on the side, like you see the quarterbacks wearing on the sideline in the NFL, that's a toboggan.
What do you call them, GQ? What's the GQ version?
I would have said a scully or a beanie. But I think the beanie's the one with that little poof on them. Everybody rocking right now.
No, the one with the poof is no. The beanie is the one that fits to the head, like the little hat that your boy wore on fucking our gang, Spanky and shit, with the fucking helicopter shit on it.
Yeah, I've heard them used interchangeably.
Yeah, see? That's
scullies and beanies. But I never heard the toboggan.
Tell me what you
that's
call this
one.
Shit, people. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I call it toboggan.
That's new for me. That's a new one for me, toboggan. So he's at a different shop. The barber handoff. We talked about this on other episodes. The barber handoff, man. These barbers are fucking losing with that shit.
Yeah.
I got to figure out what I'm gonna do about my wig, man. Mm. Now I got the little baby fro again.
It's all right. Hair grow fast as a motherfucker. This nigga had dreads, cut that shit off, bald head. Then that nigga have a mohawk 3 weeks later. You be like, what the fuck? Then the nigga be like, yo, fro diver, yo. What the- Yo, this nigga got juices and berries over there for real, man. So,
hey,
yeah,
man,
so basically,
it's all
man.
Whip products. It's all the whip products.
Crazy. This week, I gotta find out how to keep it 100 with my barber tomorrow, man. I'm telling him, say, look, bro, man, you gotta start shaving my eyebrows, nigga, or something, nigga. Like, I don't know. That shit was, hey, nigga cut me up nice, though. Got my edge up. Boom. He ain't take me back. You know, that shit was nice, man. So.
So, whose cut is better?
Like I said, bro, like. Dude, like the nigga that cut me yesterday, he cut better than my barber. Damn. He $5 more. He $5 more. You know, I got a rapport. You know, I got a rapport with my boss. It's funny, man. I don't know.
That shit is delicate, man. I think the barber client relationship is a lot more delicate than motherfuckers talk about.
Exactly.
That shit is important, dog. Like when I went to my barber, the last dude that was cutting my hair when I had it low, and he handed me off because I wanted him to hook up the mohawk, and he handed me off to a barber that fucked up my mohawk. Now I look at both of them niggas crazy.
Yeah.
So now I don't want to go back to a shop. So now I got the afro, and I'm either gonna line this bitch up myself, or I'm gonna cut it off. Because I ain't going back to the shop to do that shit again.
I know this is going to seem like, you know, mad stalkers, but next time you see a dude with a nice haircut, be like, yo, who cut your hair, bro? That's what you do.
I've done that twice. And both times I did that, I apparently picked the wrong dude.
You go to that nigga. You don't say, nah. You go now. Like, who cut your hair? What's his name? Who? Like, you want to know who? And then
I know, but what I'm saying is, when you ask the dude, I asked the dude, and the dude gave me the wrong response. So, like, when I had locks, I was like, yo, man, who twists your locks? Oh, well, you know, my friend Sam does it. That's how it went. I was like, whoa, hey.
Oh.
And then, yeah, and then the next time I asked the dude, he was fading up. I was like, yo, bro, that's a dope fade. I'm in Austin. Where can I get a dope fade? Oh, let me show you where my friend's at. He had this salon. You know what I'm saying? That's what I got both times I asked.
Oh, man. But see, all right, you be where the people be, where the weirdos be at, though, man. You know, so you
I'm in Austin. I can't help it.
I mean, you can't help because it's the side of Austin where them Steelers and them Oregon Duck teams play at, man. Where I know it's you need to go where the mother. You get out the Whole Foods and go where a motherfucking food line. At. Go find a Harvey's or some shit. Like that. Little store where you get 5 meats for $20. You need to go over there.
I need to go in the pawn shop and just ask the next.
Yeah, you know. Go to where there's a basketball or a racket with niggas hooping at. Be like, yo, man, what a barber.
There are no basketball hoops in Austin.
Man, it's a park.
What?
It's all right.
I've lived here for 3 years.
All right, listen,
like,
man.
If you look on social media, somebody was talking about this on one of the Instagram pictures. There's like one basketball park that niggas know about.
Where's the black side of Austin at, man?
East side.
Well, you need to go to the east side and get a haircut, man.
Nigga, I've been on the east side. That's where I go get my shirts picked up at. And ain't no basketball hoop over there neither.
But it's a barbershop on the east side. It's a barbershop on the east side, man. Go to a corner store. Go to a store on the east side where they got motherfucking Newport sign out there out front. Where Newport, if the Newport sign, the bigger the Newport sign, the more concentration of black folks. So you see that Newport sign, you go there, yep. Or somewhere where you wouldn't buy gas because it's probably water. You know, go to that store. Be like, yo. What the fuck you got cut at, man? Listen, man, so I'm telling you, man.
It's Capital Beats out here, bro.
What, go to MLK, man. You'll find a barbershop. Everything you need black is on the MLK street, man. Telling you, that's always the blackest street in town, man.
You got a point there.
Yes.
You
have a point there. This is where they renamed the niggerish street. They just renamed the MLK. Oh, we got to have MLK. Make it, because, man, every town is the MLK is a niggerish, man. I love that shit.
Got a point, man. Hey, we got GQ on here. I feel like I got to put him on the spot real quick before we wrap up the show. GQ, it's Black History Month. We haven't done shit for Black History Month.
Talked about chicken.
Got you on the show. Talked about chicken.
Black ink, nigga.
Can you please help us? Bring us up out of the muck and the mire and bring us something positive for Black History Month. Anything. Anything you got for us, sir.
Instead of doing the usual facts and figures and stuff like that, try going to a black-owned businessman and support it. I found a black-owned restaurant right next door to my job. They sell health food. All the food is no salt, no fried food. It's all, you know, grilled and stuff like that. They don't have no soda in there. They only sell water. And so I try to go there once a week.
No salt.
No water, nothing but water, nigga. It's like my grandma's house, nigga. What the fuck?
I'm gonna fucking sound like you going to big ass communion.
Hey, man. You get you some grilled chicken, man. They got the grilled sirloin up in there. Tastes decent. I'm still trying to get used to steamed vegetables. I'm used to my vegetables having bacon grease in them and stuff like that. But hey, man, trying to do a little better. Support your own, man. So try to find a black business.
You gonna plug them on the show real quick? I mean, you know, we got millions and millions of listeners.
It's Healthy Eating LLC on 332 West Broadway in the Hayburn Building.
So you like them better than you like Sweet Meat Swinson's?
I can't never go wrong with Sweet Meat Swinson's, all right, but I can only get that in Northeast Ohio.
Damn.
So
that's what's up, man. Black business, man. Germ, go ahead and get your shout outs this week, bro.
Wait, we ain't do winners and losers.
Oh, that's right, because, yeah, Germ already, he shit on my winners and losers.
I got
no, I didn't. You never answered the question.
Go ahead, GQ. Go ahead, show what is a loser, bro.
So for my winner this week, my winner is the dude who was at Mardi Gras and got twerked on by Amber Rose. Woo! On her Instagram. Did y'all see that shit?
Yes, no. I did.
She was,
I
did. That was the
perfect. No homo, my dick got hard, nigga. I was just like, Jesus. Bruh.
he was lined up. Like, you know, we get like a, like, you know, I know, you know, King Jeremy before he got married. This is, you know, way before then. But, you know, you get them twerks. And sometimes a girl be hitting your thigh. She don't be like center right. Yes. She don't be center right. Mm-hmm. Nigga, she was all the way on that shit. So,
props to that. My meat would have been in the crack of her ass, nigga, just sitting right there. Listen, she coming to Tallahassee in a couple of weeks. And when I see her Instagram, she walking around the mall, I'm beelining.
Hey, I'm from Nappy Afro. Can I get this on my Instagram one time?
Yes, I'm just gonna. Hey, I will take a selfie that day. I'm be like, look,
and you know, and plus Vine on loop now. I mean, Instagram on loop now, so you ain't gotta like keep on clicking the video over. It just play on endless loop. She looked back at that nigga too, so he's my winner, and my loser is Khloe Kardashian because she got ethered by Amber. So Amber Rose is my winner, and she decimated the loser of my winners and losers.
God damn. Amber Rose is twerking now. What's going on, man?
Hey, she loose now. Mama want to have fun, man. She showing single mom Wiz what it's like, man.
I'm watching the video now. Did you see
Wiz at the Grammys, right?
I did see him at the Grammys. I'm watching this twerk video now.
Are you impressed? Are you entertained, sir?
Yeah, she would have got fucked that day.
See, you know what I'm saying, nigga? She was right there, nigga. She would have been like, whoa, what was that?
Good point. She might have. She's right up on the dick, nigga. Yeah, she would have got it.
Yes.
Fuck this camera.
I would have caught a fella. She smiled, she had him in the eye and shit. He probably hit.
He at least tried it.
Nigga,
else.
He nutted then, nigga. What you mean, nigga? that nigga, he walked away feeling like he did fuck. He like, fuck that, man.
Straight Bambi legs, son. He walked away with the Bambi legs on that one. This shit was over. He was done after that shit. Oh God. Jerv shouted out my winner and loser this week. Afro Man. The question was, is Afro Man my winner or loser? Or who's the winner or loser, him or the woman?
Yes. Who's the loser?
You can't give him the uppercut from the bus ride on stage like that, bro. He got to be the loser.
This nigga slapped her soul, nigga. Like,
oh my God.
He gave her that goddamn, like, I told you to watch the dishes slap. Like, rah! Like, woo!
He came, it was like the, what was it, Soda Popinski or Sandman off of Mike Tyson Punch Out? His knuckles dragged the ground, son. Slap, man. You can't do that shit, man. On stage and then go to apologize afterwards saying, I'm sorry? Nah, bro. You about to catch one on that, so. Afro Man got to be my loser.
But, I mean,
she the loser, too.
She ran up on stage, though. So I was like,
yeah, she the loser, too.
I was like, you can't sue me because you ran up on stage. I won't sue you for running up on stage. You don't sue me. Like, I pay my little fine. You know, I don't know. It's a delicate situation.
He slapped it so hard the audience didn't know how to react. They were just like, oh, shit. Like, normally, a slap like that, you would hear the audience go, oh, it was just quiet. It was like, damn.
Now, if that would have been a guy on guy, nobody would have said a thing. This wouldn't have been.
It would have been, yeah. But nah, you can't slap shit out of one.
So that's right, that patriarchy there, Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't do that shit, man. You can't be slapping Jern on some, yeah. You can't be slapping shit out of women on stage, man. Jern, what's your winners and losers this week, bro?
Man, my winner this week is the single mom with four kids that hit the lottery for $188 million. Now, rumors is she got four kids, and she worked at, like, McDonald's and a Walmart, and she had to quit her job to take care of one of her kids who is sick. I think she said cerebral palsy. And, you know, I may have read she had four different daddies, baby daddies, Jesus but Christ. Who gives a fuck? She got $188 million. She said she's going to pay her 10% to the church. So I know church is doing the fucking, the goddamn Johnny Manziel, the Shmoney dance, the motherfucking, the goddamn the Bobby bitch. He doing all them dances right now because if $188 million, you're going to give your 10% to the Lord. I'm looking at, I ain't good at math, so all right, but that's about $18 million. How much is that?
That's $18 million, yeah.
Boy, that church, hey, boy, hey, that pastor about to be flossing. Yes, Lord.
That's a goddamn
shame.
She
my winner
right?
this week, and the pastor, because he going to get his 10%. They both my winners. My loser this week, I'm going to go with the... do I got a loser this week? I might not have no loser this week. Do I got a big loser?
I think we the losers. I think we the losers, man. I think there's a conspiracy theory.
What's conspiracy?
I'm just saying. It's Black History Month. We got Detroit Walking Man getting $350,000.
Mm.
We got this chick winning the lottery all of a sudden in February. You know what I'm saying? We saw, like I said before, we saw during the Ferguson protest, that young man with the picture with the young man and the cop hugged up was set up. I'm just saying. I think it's a conspiracy going on.
Speaking of black people winning, you think it's a conspiracy? It's all right.
I think it's a conspiracy, man. I think they're making it look like we
the tide might have changed. All right. 2015, nah, might, listen, it might, you know, it's what, this is the 50th year anniversary of the 1965 us being free and shit. Like, nah, maybe, man. You know, come on, man.
I don't think so, man. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I'm waiting to hear the story.
Anniversary of the 65 or something like that. I don't know. I can't remember.
The Civil Rights Act being passed?
Yeah.
It'll be the 50th this year.
50,
but your point's all right. We talk about, you said Ferguson made me think of. So apparently there's this push for some special interest groups to start funding organizers now. And they're trying to take away all the people in Ferguson and put new people on the ground. That's some bullshit, man.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, the undercurrent. So Talib is out there trying to distribute money to get people out of jail, too. So he's my winner this week. But, a lot of the people, I can't say a lot of the people, some of the people that are on the ground in Ferguson are with the LGBT community. And there's been an undercurrent of people trying to get them up the fuck out of there so they get other people in too. And this is just bullshit. I don't understand what's going on, bruh. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. And them motherfuckers been there doing the work. Who cares who they fucking?
Exactly.
And why are y'all trying to use that to split us up and make this all divisive when they're out there doing what they gotta do?
And then why would you send people who's not even from that community in there to that community and try to build a relation that they've already been building for the past 9 months now?
Yeah, it's not America. You know, that's what we did overseas. That's how we got the, you know, Gaddafis and the Saddams and shit up in there. We sent people over there and start giving them money. And then when they didn't do what we wanted to do, we get mad. This shit is... I'm over it, man. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. I'm about to go ahead and just join the Black Panthers. Speaking of which, UT, University of Texas... You motherfuckers are losers this week. Did y'all see that shit?
What happened
at the goddamn game holding up the white power posters?
Wow. Nah.
Yeah, man. Y'all motherfuckers is losers this week.
White power posters at UT?
White power.
Basketball game?
Yeah, bro. White power.
Wow.
In the stands. This shit's getting out of hand, bro.
Jesus. That's what you get with GQ on the show, buddy.
I know. I blame GQ.
It's all right, turns militant. It's all right, turns militant. He flipped the switch on us. He goes heel. It's all right, goes heel. That's
not a
bitch. Oh, God.
I tried not to.
He's broken in half. No.
It's a slobber knocker. For the love of God.
He's killed him. He's killed him. It's done. He's killed.
Let's get our shout outs, man, and get the fuck up out of here. And fuck you, Sam Bradford. He's also a loser this week.
Oh, man. Who's giving a shout?
Go ahead, boo,
hey,
man.
Shout out to Germ, man. I sent a very important text message out to Germ. I needed some real nigga quotes, real nigga advice. So I appreciate you, Germ, for that. You know, got my shorts right.
I'm sorry I was so short with it, man. I was just like, oh man, that's cool, man. It's basketball shorts, man. You know.
I mean, cause I was like, do I need to take these back? Cause they cover 90% of the knee, but they don't cover like all of it. So I didn't know. So I was like, I'm gonna take these shits back if they violate the code. So, so shout out to Germ. Shout out to Saul Wright. You guys always holding down the Frocast. I'm always happy to come by. You know, it's probably my last Frocast coming through because I feel like I'm fucking up the chemistry and shit. So,
you know, turning to be easy on us.
Hey, man, I'm like, man, y'all got a beautiful thing going here. I've been out the loop, man. I'm like that third dude in the band, man, trying to come back after a while after the drug habit. I sound a little different. but nah, man, shout out to y'all. Shout out to the nation. Shout out to the boss, man. Be easy. Shout out to Q, who's over there. She's going to be married before I am. So shout out to Q. And shout out to the nation. And I'm done.
And this was a high school game, so all right. It wasn't University of Texas, so you owe them an apology.
I do not. They had on the goddamn Texas burnt orange. Fuck y'all.
It was a high school game. It was Flower Mound High School.
Texas, and did you see the? Do you see the burnt orange out there?
But that's all right.
That's burnt orange. Do you see the burnt orange?
Burnt orange, technically.
That's
sorry.
Burnt that's orange burnt in the audience, orange, bro. All right. I'm that's burnt at the orange.
Anyway, you owe University of Texas an apology.
I will not. I will not.
It was actually Flower Mound High School. They were going against a predominantly African-American school, Plano East basketball team. And they, So, you know, so that's just so you know, Sawright. Anyway, if we want to be technical. So, on behalf of Sawright and Happy Afro, we apologize.
No, you do not.
University of Texas.
You motherfuckers. That was goddamn University of that was Duke. Duke University.
You will not
it.
Be smirched, Duke University, sir. I will not stand for it.
Fucking Florida Gators game.
Certain slander, no. A certain slander I just don't stand for. And that would be slander of fucking Cookout, Jesse Hams, and Duke basketball. I won't have it, you know. Sorry.
Fucking Florida Gators game. And they had the goddamn white power sign. I saw it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Saw the shit.
Show states all right. Man, shout out to everybody fuck with us, man. Shout out to Shorty and you know, everybody, man. You know who y'all are, man. I ain't gonna be smirched. I ain't gonna be smirched the name. I'm not even gonna try to get no shout outs this week because you know it's too many of y'all, man. Hey, let's get Nappy Afro verified in the 1500, man. Let's make that happen, man.
We need to get some more likes on our Facebook page and shit, you know, follow us. It's
over 1,400. It's almost at 1,500. It's about the Twitter and the Facebook by the same. That shit's like even, man.
Yeah, and I don't appreciate people just posting their videos up on the page.
I do, man. Fuck it, man.
We got a whole show for you to submit your song.
But it's all right. Look, how many times do we do that? We got to start picking those people to put that. Hey, that's matter of fact, that's what we're going to pick, the ones that put their music up there. Because we want you to know if your music whack. Because let me tell you a funny story, man. This dude at work, man, he was like, yo, man, shoot. And I was, you know, I started rapping. I was like, oh, shit, nigga. This nigga like 36. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, word. He was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You want to check it out? So the nigga started playing some shit for me. So I was just like, God damn it. Man, this nigga rap like Tupac, nigga. And I was just like, yeah, man, you sound like an old school rapper, you know what I'm saying? I was just messing around, man. That was a freestyle, you know? I was like, why did you record a freestyle, nigga? Like, why? Like, that shit ain't hot. But, you know, he's like, yo, what you think? You know what I'm saying? I was like, I ain't trying to be no rapper. I was like, well, what the fuck you doing for? Like, what I mean? Like, I mean, if it's whack, just tell me. I was just like, I said, it's all
right,
you know what I'm saying, but it ain't, you know.
God damn.
Yes, man. I love the rappers, man. I love them, man.
Short T wanted us to talk about this shit. I don't think it's going to make the show. He wanted us to talk about 50 Shades of Grey. Either of y'all going to see that shit?
I'm going to say the same thing I said on my timeline. I don't see why y'all getting excited for a XXX book getting turned into an R-rated movie. That shit sound watered down.
They say you get to see some peen and some vajayjay in the movie, man. They say you get to see dick and pussy in the movie, man. They was like dick going in. And you get to see fucking, you know, penetration, man. So who knows, man?
So why are you going to go pay $17, $18? How much fucking ticket costs?
$27.50.
Why are you going to go see that? Maybe you want to see it in IMAX? But you can go. We can give you a list of websites. You can go to see that shit for real.
Nah, I'm not giving you shit. Fuck that. I'm not telling you my site so they can get shut down, nigga. I tell y'all. I ain't gonna tell y'all. Oh man, I don't know. Shout out to Queen Germ. She bought your boy some Versace Eros cologne. That shit smell like fucking. Woo! Oh, God damn.
Boy. Wait a minute. You just gave people the name of your cologne, bro.
I put a picture of it on the gram the other day, man. It's out there. Wow. That's just one of them. Mm-hmm. That ain't my secret. That ain't my secret one now, you know. But I give that one out, you know. Because that shit costs like goddamn 116 a bottle, nigga. You ain't, everybody just ain't going to go buy that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, so you stunned a little bit on Instagram.
Oh, huh? Did I say that? Oh, my bad.
Stunned a little bit on the gram. Huh?
Damn.
You get checks, nigga. Nappy Afro done made it. Mama,
we sold out.
We done made it. We buying bottles.
Man, why you think I got to shout out all them sponsors, man? You know, shit, man.
What are our sponsors again?
Oh, we got Publix. We're shopping is a pleasure. We got Jersey Mike's. You know, we got
Sweet B. Swenson's.
Yep, Swenson's. Yep. We got your local Winn-Dixie.
Myers.
The University of Texas.
Yep, University of Texas, which we are apologetic.
No, we're not.
Body Goods.
With Body Goods, you know what I'm saying? Get your beer butter together.
Just order my second tube of it.
Oh, so you like that, huh?
Hey, man, where she at, man? I don't see her on Twitter no more, man. What happened, man?
Hey, man, she married. She done made it. She ain't fucking with Twitter no more.
Okay. We'll talk about that offline, so all right.
Yeah, we have to talk about that in a minute. There's no reason for her to be on there.
Okay.
For what?
Yeah, man. You know, but yeah, man. So your boy smelling like boy was smelling good the other day, bro. I felt good. Like, oh yeah, man. Switched my little part time job, man. Switched my little job, man. So now I got a job where I don't do no hard work now. I love this. I go to work with cologne on, smelling good, fresh haircut, waves on fleek. The fuck?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
It came up, man. Yeah, God, we get checks around this bitch, son.
So looking like a little bit of money up around this bitch.
Looking like money.
That's what happens when you got them research and shit. Be easy, start sending that money through, but
start fact checking, man. Woo! Start doing
them texts come on time. We get a fact right on the show.
Yes,
God damn. Hey, man, let's get the fuck out of here. Fuck up a check too. This has been the Frocast episode 147 with your man Saul Wright, aka You Better Call Saul, which we didn't even talk about this week. A sacrilege.
Did you get caught up, my nigga?
I did. Oh, okay. I did. It's still slow. We'll say that for next week.
Did we talk about Empire?
We talked about Cookie's ass, nigga. That's all we talked about.
That's all we talked about. It didn't really.
That's all that was mentioned.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll have to get that in next week.
Yes.
This is episode 147. Saw Right, King Germ, GQ Blue. We will holler at you next time on NappyAfro.com. We'll be out.
Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.